Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the Blazers have made their selection in the draft right as you guys were signing off last night. Mm-hmm. So unfair. You didn't get to...
No.
You didn't get to talk about it. You didn't have hot commentary.
Well, I couldn't talk about him because I had never heard of him, didn't know who he was. And
what if you just launched into an hour on the guy? Like, yeah, here's what I know. Like, I was driving in. Danny was talking about going and watching full game film on. Yeah, so, and he's going to post an article. I mean, seriously, yeah, see, if you guys want that, yeah, watch out for Meringue's X account.
He said he was going to go watch a bunch of, I don't know where you get it, but he said he was going to watch. He's going to watch a bunch of Chinese Basketball Association. Yeah, like
he's
games.
Got sources. He knows how to get a hold
he's
of full
get
games.
Them,
so anyway. Anyway, maybe go follow him and see what, you know, I don't know. The guy was ranked, Yong Han Sen,
yes,
was ranked the 35th best prospect in the draft. Now, yeah, he was projected to go early second round, but the Blazers yanked him off the board, mm-hmm, at 16.
Yeah, and Cronin said, you hear the clips, but Cronin said it was a reach. They said they weren't comfortable at 11, but they said 16 was the threshold. And you're getting some reports that there were some teams sniffing around, maybe, and who knows, right? This is the old, everyone wanted Patrick Mahomes, like, in the teens. But there was some talk that the Nets were sniffing around him somewhere in the 20s. You know, because some people thought maybe he could be a late first-round pick. So Cronin basically said they had scouted the guy for 2 years. They wanted him in last year's draft. That's how much they thought of him. He didn't come out last year. And so when they went from 11 to 16, they said they just didn't feel comfortable going back any further. And he admitted it was a bit of a reach, but look, this is kind of the hill they're dying on.
Well, I mean, if that's your guy,
yeah, go get him,
go get your guy. Now you probably, no, you didn't probably, you did over, I don't know about overpay, but yeah, you
reach.
Yeah. You didn't really have to get him at 16, although with the net, when the Nets have 5 picks, they can take a flyer on a guy like that.
Yeah,
you do probably worry about that. So they were like, screw it. Might have cost themselves a little draft capital. I don't know. They did end up getting Orlando's 2028 first,
uh-huh, and
seconds. They got 2 second round picks in doing so.
Sure.
And then the guy that they drafted, the man from China, the BTC, is compared to Luke Kornet and Sengun.
Yeah, I
China,
feel like maybe that's
from Houston.
That's a little better than Jokic.
Han Sen Sengun.
Like, Jokic is, come on.
Well, what about Arvidas? I was expecting some Arvidas comparisons. I was, yeah, expecting some, they're already Jokic comparisons, apparently.
Which is just
and
absurd.
Then, of course, the Yao Ming comparisons, yeah, as well. So,
all I know is,
anyway,
it, to me, if you're taking a guy at 16, I'll never bury you because at 16, everything's a flyer, right?
Hey, wasn't Giannis 16?
Giannis was around there. And again,
he was young and raw.
How on earth is anyone going to predict what a raw 19-year-old kid
That's
turns
right.
into?
That's so, right. 20.
Well, yeah, he just turned 20.
Just turned 20.
Drafted him at 19, turned 20. He was 19 and 5/8. So will Cronin or any of these guys be around to see him develop? Who knows? You got a new ownership group coming in next year. he might even be around drafting next year. I don't know. But it does feel like this is probably a hill that you're going to die on. When you say, essentially, that it feels like you would have drafted him last year over Donovan Clingan, you scouted this guy for 2 years, you said it was a reach, you feel that good about him, it kind of feels like you're shoving some chips into the middle, and if this guy hits, you look like a genius, and if it flops, maybe it's just part of a larger flop and it ends up costing your job, but I can appreciate going out on your shield. I've always said, like, with in the NFL with quarterbacks, if you think he's your quarterback, you go get him. There's no cost too high. And let's also not pretend that there was someone sitting there at 16 that was going to be an automatic slam dunk that was going to turn out to be some sort of all-pro. So I don't have a problem with the pick. I just think it was wildly entertaining to see the basketball world go, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
But you've got Mike Schmidt in there, right? Who is a great third baseman. And supposedly this guy that
who
you put all
you?
The faith in the world. He's this great international scout. You believe in his evaluation. And if this guy says that this is the big upside that in 2 years can turn into a real difference maker, well, then that's why you hire him. You hire him to make those sorts of evaluations.
Is that the guy that called him the Chinese 7-2 SGA?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm just kidding. Look, I get all that.
Chinese foul merchant? Yeah. Bring it on.
I feel the same way, okay? Yeah. I mean, I can't sit here.
I won't ever bury a pick like this.
I can't sit here and
criticize. It's just fun.
I can't sit here and criticize the Blazers for that. I have no idea about this guy. But you got to admit, it fits right. It's the most Blazery thing ever. It fits right into the narrative that
they don't know what they're doing.
Well, they've got a bad. It's a bad franchise. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been saying this for a while since Paul Allen died. It's gotten progressively worse. It's just a bad franchise, and unfortunately, they don't really get the benefit of the doubt.
No,
when it comes to draft picks. Now, Oklahoma City might, because that guy that Oklahoma City drafted, the Georgetown center, his name is Sorber, Thomas Sorber. Mm. You know, he was taken one pick ahead of Young. So guess what? I mean, is there any doubt how lopsided that career comparison is going to be? Okay?
Yeah.
But this is what you signed up for. I agree with everything you said. It's just, you know, forgive Blazer fans and skeptics for chuckling a little bit and maybe even spitting out their milk this morning.
Because we've heard everything from, you know, Zach Collins, foundational player, and Kevin McHale,
exactly,
to Scoot Henderson, generational talent. I listened to Joe Cronin have the balls to stand up there and tell everybody at the press conference that Scoot was the rare guy that wasn't going to struggle making the adjustment to the NBA because he was just that good.
Okay? Magic Johnson.
We have heard so much spin crap coming from this organization that, yes, you don't deserve the benefit of the doubt, but at the same time, I am not going to be a hypocrite and pretend that I have any idea what 16 means as far as who you should get, right? I don't know, and if you think this is the guy, get him. The only thing I've always said is just give me some clarity on the plan, and when you've got one, you got a coach saying that it's all about being a playoff team, not play-in team. And then a GM kind of walking that back. And then you go and make a move for Jrue Holiday, who's 35 years old, that's probably going to start over the point guard that you told me was a generational point guard. And that seems to indicate that you are about winning right now. And then you spend the 16 pick on a guy that may not be able to help you for 2 or 3 years. That goes back to the, what the hell are you doing? It just seems very, very confusing.
There's probably more to come, right?
Well, I mean, I would assume that, like,
there should be.
You would think. Well,
there's more to come.
You got five centers, and whether look, Ayton's
they
not
should start them all.
That would be amazing.
Who would play point?
I'm guessing the Young
Ball. This guy here.
Well, they tell me he's the greatest passer in the world because I saw a highlight of him throw. And by the way, it was a pretty slick backcourt pass.
There were
at
some
the,
good ones in there
at the combine. I'm like, hey, so I think he runs the point. I think we go with I think Duop is the two guard,
okay.
And then I think we're
8 and 3.
I think we're got to go 8 and 3, right?
And then Klingon's our well.
Well, Klingon has
wait,
to
who
play.
Am I missing?
Klingon has to play five, or Klingon has to be the five. Who are we missing? We're missing one. Time Lord Robert Williams.
Oh
so
yeah.
Eight, so we got Klingon at the five. I think Time Lord's playing four. 8 and 3. Wreath at the two, and then we got the Yong Bong running the point.
I don't hate it.
Hey, we just let the young kid run out.
Stop that.
For like four possessions, they should do that once just to be like,
stop that,
F it.
Oklahoma City.
But when everyone's going to be critical of that, think about it. There's no way Ayton, who's on an expiring deal, there's no way Ayton's here after this year. Robert Williams' knee will turn to dust soon, so he's gone. Duop Reith, whatever, is a two-way contract. Get him out of here. Go to play in the G League. You can say they have five centers. They have two centers. In theory, the future of that position is simply this is Nurkic, Jokic, because we're back to that comparison. These are your two centers, and one of them will become the starter, and one of them will become the backup, and the rest of them will get sloughed off.
Unnamed NBA front office person said, quote, "That's the wildest pick I've ever seen."
Yeah.
"Those jobs over there are on the line," end quote.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing is we get into conspiracy theories here. Cronin knows he ain't. Dude, you think Cronin, he's not dumb.
No.
Or maybe he is. I don't know. But
seems like a smart guy.
I'm guessing I don't think he really does, actually. But he may be. I don't know. I'm guessing he knows his days are numbered when the team sells.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like, how the hell do you think that guy's going to survive a sale and still remain GM? Well,
and this is why I think this
so
is...
So he's got a Hail Mary out
Well,
there.
That's kind of my thing. I think this is why this is the calculated risk. I say this all the time in the NFL that a lot of times GMs and coaches make dumb decisions based on they have to do something to save their job.
Right.
So if you're Cronin and you know the sale is coming, let's say in 8 to 12 months, and going into next offseason, you're going to have to basically prove that this is a job that you can handle. Bringing in someone like Drew Holiday that maybe can get you six or seven extra wins, maybe get into the playoffs, drafting a kid that maybe pops, maybe midway through this year and really shows something, you can be like, hey, look, we got to the playoffs, right? That's my guy that I brought in. And look, we've got something here that we can really build upon. And this is a guy that no one else thought about that we brought in. That may be the, like you said, you throw up the flare, because if you draft playoffs. A guy at 16 and he doesn't do anything and he's just a kind of a rotational player and he's decent enough, that maybe doesn't move the needle. So maybe you take the ultimate swing and you overreach, which is Cronin's own words. He said it was a reach. He understands everyone thinks it's a reach. But if that kid pops, maybe that's a job saver. So again, I understand in a vacuum where all this is coming from. It just doesn't change the fact that collectively the NBA world is kind of snickering and laughing. But, you know, if it works, then you have the last laugh.
The other big conspiracy theory was pushed by Henry Abbott.
Yeah, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And I had forgotten about Henry Abbott. I don't know where he is now other than social media.
Yeah, he's doing his with the True Hoop or whatever.
Oh, is he still with True Hoop?
I think that's his site.
Is it still a thing?
Dude, I haven't heard from that guy since the Damian Lillard stuff.
That's what I'm saying. When I saw his tweet, I was like, wait a minute, Henry Abbott?
Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
No, I think it's still here.
Maybe it's his widow tweeting for him.
The ghost?
He says...
it's a Substack, truehoop.com.
Substack, okay.
Yeah.
And that's where you go pay a bunch of money for people's content?
Yeah, he's, you know, plucked down a couple bucks and you get their, you know...
Oh, so it's not a bunch of money?
No, it's usually a few bucks a month. It's like it's the Athletic. It's the new format.
How much is that one?
Oh, I have no idea. I think Danny has a Substack that he writes all his stuff on. I think it's like...
So I have to pay to see Danny's writings?
Yes.
He doesn't put them on his Twitter?
No.
God.
You gotta Substack it. It's a few... I want to say
some
it's
Danny
few...
thoughts on his Twitter, but the deep dives...
And then he says,
you
want
those.
More? Go to this.
You like that?
You like that? Well, listen,
You like that? You like that?
I smell a segment.
You do.
Well, yeah, we should do a price comparison of all the sports content you have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
We should get a list of how much it all costs and go through and rank best values to worst values.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's, because I pay for like four things, and
I pay for one.
You pay for one?
And it's not even really sports.
Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal.
They do a really nice job.
That is a great.
Yes.
Well, sports-wise, it's really good.
Yeah, they do good stuff.
But it's just a good paper.
Yes.
So,
and I think the best value
is
The
Athletic.
The Athletic.
I think it's $4.95 a month or something. Yeah. But then it goes to $9.
You always get the.
They get you on
they,
the.
Yeah, they get you on
for
the,
a year.
Yep.
But anyway, he says, possible that a prominent Chinese player boosts the sale price of the team.
For God's sakes.
Henry coming in hot.
Henry.
How about that?
Jody's telling Cronin. Dude.
Burt Cold.
There
Burt Cold's in bed with the Chinese.
There is a clip from who is the Jonathan, what's Givney? His name?
Jonathan Givney?
China. Yeah,
that's kind of always gets tied to the Blazers because him and Schmidt were buddies before Schmidt got hired. There's a clip from like 2 years ago of being like, dude, this is the guy. Like, keep an eye on. They have been on him for 2 years. So that's just such a dumb take. Look, they just
you're a dumb take.
Well, it's just why can't everyone has had that buddy that likes a certain girl and you're like, really, dude?
Now how about this?
You're
even,
like, dude, I love her. Shut up. They fell in love.
Now how about this even crazier ayahuasca induced conspiracy take? This I heard from Jeff Rust. I think he saw it on internet. But one step further than upping the value for the sale of the Blazers, what if there's a backroom deal between the Blazers and the league?
Yes.
They want to promote the game more in China. Haven't had a big star from there in quite some time. So if the Blazers wear this one here and take a first rounder that everyone gets hyped about, give them the first round pick in next year's lottery, just like the Mavs got in their deal for giving up Luka Doncic.
I love that. I'm in on that. Just
Tim Boyle.
Blazers are winning the lottery next year.
I don't know who the number one pick is. Oh, it's the kid from BYU.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah. Another, although Devin wasn't, he was the number eight pick, but you know, after we win the national title.
Yeah, you ain't winning the national title, bro.
That's not what the odds say.
I got news for you.
Yeah, I love how you're upset now that you've been replaced as the power of the Big 12.
It's not that. It's that I've seen this play out where you get the hyped kid that comes in as a freshman, and you're like, oh my God, we're going to win that win. That. And then he sucks. And then it takes 2 years before he's any good at all, at anything.
You don't know.
I actually do know.
You have no idea.
As a Kansas fan, I can assure you that I have seen Josh Selby, anyone? I have seen the overhyped freshman fail way too many times.
You haven't seen DeBonsa. You haven't. You don't know.
And then the one we did get that was good was Joel Embiid, and he got hurt. No titles. Not a bit here. The titles were all older guys that had been around.
Nope.
There's your lesson.
Not this time.
You guys are doing it all wrong.
No.
You should talk to Rock Chalk. We know what's up.
We got Mormon Jesus on our side. We got
did see you guys got Ryder Lyons.
Yeah, see?
That's great.
Things are looking
I heard up. He sucks though. Bryson Beaver.
That's great.
Way better.
Beaver Nation comes to Eugene.
I do enjoy that the Beave is coming to Eugene.
What if he changes his name to Duck?
Oh yeah.
Bryson, for 3 years.
Bryson Duck. Bryson Duck Beaver or Beaver Duck just hyphenates. Like a bad marriage.
They had a player they called everyone's favorite duck, Wesley Mallard.
Oh, yeah. Forget about that.
Don Essig, the PA announcer, always called him everyone's favorite duck because his last name was Mallard.
Makes sense.
A couple texts we're going to read next. A lot of people have hot takes about young Hun Sen.
I love hot young takes.
Well, you know, this is fun. This is the fun of sports.
Yes.
Nobody knows anything, so we just sit and argue about it.
I bet you that dude moves some serious merch.
Yeah.
He's got his own clothing line.
There you go.
I think it's Young and Handsome.
Why wouldn't you? No way.
Yeah.
No,
there's a photo of it, and so I saw this. I didn't know if someone had photoshopped it's a real thing.
Line.
They've taken his name and done like kind of the edit overs where they've crossed things out and added things, and they've turned it from Yong Han Sen to young and handsome. It's pretty cool.
I'm pretty certain that that is real, that he has a clothing line.
I love this guy.
Yeah, dude.
This is my favorite new blazer.
I want Yong Fever to take over Rip City. He's coming tomorrow. They're going to have the press conference and everything, and people
Does he speak any English?
It's rough. They say he understands basketball English, but other than that, he'll have an interpreter.
Yeah, Danny was saying that basketball-wise, they don't think it's actually going to be any problem, but the conversational stuff will be a struggle at first.
Well, wait, why would the basketball stuff not be a problem? Like, Chance?
Well, like,
Chance coaches
He has experience with other coaches, like, being able to figure out the game universal language.
He's
but
never
like,
worked with Chance.
If you... It's easy to understand a handful of vocabulary words.
Get over here. You're supposed to be here,
Cut.
Not there.
Shoot.
Shoot
Pass.
It.
Well, like when we got years ago.
Idiot.
My first dog, I had a Rottweiler, and it was trained in German. And I could speak German to the damn dog. You know, you learn 40 commands for the dog that were in German. I can't speak German. But, you know, it's similar.
Do we
to
need
that.
To worry about his, be worried about his translator ripping him off from all his NBA millions?
That's a little racist. That was Japanese, not Chinese.
No, it's just interpreter. Foreign,
look at you making
player.
A lot of assumptions about Asian
well,
interpreters.
Well, look, I've got scar tissue. The guy's in jail.
That's
ripped
true.
Off my guy Shohei.
For millions.
Come on, man.
I don't think the Yonger here is going to have quite Ohtani
Someone's got to protect these guys. Jode, you got to step up. Protect the Yonger. Yong Han Sen.
The Yonger coming to
the newest Blazer.
Coming
there you
to Rip
go.
City. Get right. my, I haven't bought a Blazer jersey ever. This is going to be my first.
It's actually pretty neat.
Coming up next, more NBA draft musings. But first, here is Buck with SportsCenter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.